All right, Chief. Keith, just tell us, update us on what happened to him.
Earlier this evening, officers responded to several reports of shots fired here in the area, 15th and in E, or Watson and E. Officers checked the area and found a person lying in the street with a gunshot wound. That man was transported to the hospital, and then another person showed up at the hospital also with a gunshot wound. One person has expired, and the other person is being treated at the hospital right now.
Two male victims?
Two male victims, both adults. And we're not sure of where it took place or why it took place at this point. The investigation, obviously, is still pretty fresh.
Can you say where the victims were shot?
No, I'm not going to talk about that right now.
Do you know how many shots were fired?
Multiple shots.
Okay. Both victims transported to the hospital. Early to tell if this is why this happened, an argument?
According to one of the victims, that there was an argument and that they intervened in the argument. Now, whether that's the truth or not, we don't know at this point.
And I know it's early. Any connection with the homicide?
That's a logical question, Manny, and no, there's no connection to the homicide that we're aware of. But again, the investigation is still young, and we'll figure out what transpired and why it took place. But it does not appear to be the right kind of age group for that.
Can you tell us just where the incident took place in this vicinity?
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, we're actively looking for a crime scene. And we found the victim over at F and Watson. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's where it took place.
The victim right now, do you know the condition?
One person has expired. The other one is being treated.
Do you know the extent of, injuries, the condition?
I don't. I have not been up to the hospital yet. I don't believe that it's life-threatening at this point, but I have been up there.
Possible suspects, vehicle, anything?
Nothing
like that
I can give you at this point.
It looks like you have one person detained at this point.
We have one person detained. It may not be related to this, so I really wouldn't want to go into a great amount of detail concerning that person without knowing more as to what he may be involved in.
But you wouldn't say this is an active shooter situation? This is not?
No, this is not an active shooter situation. Okay. This was purely a bad incident that took place, and we're not really sure why that happened, but this is not an active shooter.
Okay.
Thanks, Chief.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right.